Vanessa.
Okay, two comments. One in terms of the tickets, the LSB members selling, you know, or supporting in some form or fashion the Blues Festival. At least in years past, that had been the one event, at least when I guess I was on the LSB previously, which was a long time ago, that LSB members were just, we were just given X number of tickets, and it was our responsibility to either sell them or pay for them. So I don't know, you know, what the feelings in this LSB would be about that, but it is certainly something that happened previously. What I find is that there are reports of events, and the events sound fabulous, but sometimes even as an LSB member, I feel like I'm missing things. There's some kind of disconnect. They are reported on at LSB at meetings, but there's some kind of disconnect where there are events I would like to attend, but I'm not quite sure what's happening. So anyway, in terms of the Blues Festival, maybe it's something to consider. I don't know if we would do that with every event, with maybe major events where we would just be responsible for either selling or buying those tickets. In terms of the comment that was made about staff not having time, not sure what staff is being referred to, but I do know, or I do believe, that, I'll just speak from what I believe I know. And please forgive me if this is out of order. I will say the PD is, we're short staffed. We are like incredibly, unbelievably short staff. So you have somebody like, at least my impression is that the PD is doing overtime, working, you know, it feels like 20 hours a day, but doing incredible amount of work. So I know it seems to us, like LSB members who have projects, you know, like, we're like, hey, would you take a look at this? Would you take a look at that? Everything takes time. Everything just does. It all takes time. And if you have a short staff station and a few people doing a lot of work to compensate for other work that's not being done, but a few people doing that, then it can be more of a burden than LSB members might realize or understand as being asked. It might not be the simple ask that we think it is. So just asking for that consideration.
Yeah, I'd like to comment to that, Vanessa. We understand how short staff WPFW is. We understand that we want to work with management. But sometimes, quite frankly, we're put down. Okay? Art Holland has worked very hard on this newsletter. And he was in the process of creating the newsletter because this is the quarter that we're supposed to get it done. But we were told that since it was a board initiative, then it's up to us to get the newsletter out. We cannot do that. It has to be edited because we don't want to get out any false information. Therefore, that's why we said it has to be done. It won't be done until, you know, we get input from management to edit it, to look at it. But I understand. We understand that they're short staffed, they're swamped, they've got a lot of work to do. So, you know, we're not trying to put anybody down. We're just trying to tell you the facts. And those are the facts. Okay, it's on hold. We don't know when it's going to get done, but we understand that they are swamped with work. So please don't think that we're trying to pressure them, because we're not.
Katia.
Okay, so thank you, Martha and Vanessa and Anita. I just want to clarify a few things. One is that, yeah, the whole English Hudson had nothing to do with your bus trip. And in fact, someone mentioned to me, I forget which board member it was, that you all wanted to do this bus trip. And I think I said, and they had talked to Jerry, and I forget who I talked to, but I said, well, have them call me about it, because there might be a way that working with Joni, we can get the bus trip done where PFW is not the liable one. In other words, PFW is not the one that would need to have the insurance, because that's really the biggest thing with a bus trip like that. But I never heard from anyone. So when you say management, I was not in the loop on the bus trip at all until someone mentioned it to me in passing that you all had talked to Jerry about it. Secondly, Anita, to your point, it's not just glancing at it. It took me almost 4 hours, 3.5 hours to edit the document. I did it from midnight until 3 a.m. after my regular work. so I could get it out. And frankly, it was overdue because I hadn't had a chance to do it before. And I do the PD work, but I am helping to, I literally drove to Baltimore, pick up gifts. I package gifts. I pay for gifts to go out. I do the programming work. If engineers aren't there, we got to figure out how to cover that. So it's not just, I'm only focused on programming. There are many other things that I do. I raise money off air. I do a lot of stuff. So I'm not trying to like thwart anyone's thing at all. I talked to Miss Turner because it's her blues festival, right? And I talked to her and I said, listen, we can give the tickets away, but if you're giving tickets away and at the same time you're running a promo for people to purchase tickets, you're shooting yourselves in the foot by doing that. If people hear that you're giving them away, they're not going to purchase tickets, and it's a fundraiser. So she understood that, and she was fine with it. Just FYI, I talked to her right after I talked to, or right before I talked to you, Martha, and hopefully you all talk. And in terms of the newsletter, I'm not against doing the newsletter. I just, in this moment, you heard all that's going on at PFW, right? All the turmoil that's going on. I think I would suggest that we look at doing it in October, you know, but not now, not now, not at the end of the summer when we are doing our budget, not at the end of the summer where you hear people are very concerned about our finances. We are concerned about how we go into a drive where over half of the programmers aren't on board with it. So there's a lot. And we have, you also heard the report about the outstanding gifts. I will be going down there again to help package stuff. We don't know when we'll be able to send it out, but I've been doing that. So it's not like we just want to shoot you down. I think they're fabulous ideas, but we are a small staff and, you know, there are only so many hours in the day.
Okay, I'd like to comment. Please know that we would like to help out as much as we can, but I understand we cannot come into the station. What can we do outside of the station to help out?
Well, right now, it seems like we need to raise money for these gifts. I mean, I'm just being real straight with you, Martha, based on, again, I've texted Jerry and Annette every single day, including yesterday. I did not text today and say, when can we send these out? And I keep getting back, we need to talk about the finances and I'll let you know. And I say, when will you let me know? And then I get radio silence. So, you know, if there, it's not the packing the gifts up that's the issue, is paying for the ones that have not been paid for yet, which I think is only the prints, I'm not sure. And then it's paying for the postage to get all of them out the door, except for prints, because that is fulfilled through a house that sends it out directly. So we don't have to send those out. But like the Gerald Horn books, any other books, I don't even know what else is outstanding, quite frankly. I know about the Gerald Horn books because I was working with Joni to get Mr. Horn, Dr. Horn, to sign stickers so we could put them inside the book so they would be signed copies.
Well, how much is that going to cost, the packaging, the postage, etc.?
Yeah, I don't know. Julie asked me that. I'm going to ask Annette tomorrow, and I will report back to the board if that's okay with you all.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask my ticket question now because it's not that big a deal, but I'm confused. I also want to donate my 5 tickets. If I go ahead and pay for them online, then how does someone get them to distribute them? What happens next? Does anybody know?
That might be a question for Vinny, if he can pull the tickets from there, or we just put, I guess what the simple thing would be to put your name on a list, you know, with 5, and they can ask for your name. I have sent out an email to the programmers saying that you all were donating the tickets to them. And some of them have taken them.
Yeah, but I don't have anybody specific to give them to, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. We can offer those to the programmers too. So far, I think we have like 6 takers.
Right.
Of the 14 or the 19, because right. Someone told me there was 4 more. Maybe that's you, Dennis. So we have 6 takers so far.
I will reach out to Vinny. Sue. No, Minerva, then Sue.
All right, good evening. I've been sitting here patiently listening to all of this information regarding the outreach committee and the different activities and all the reasons why things haven't happened. And the one thing that keeps flashing in my mind is you have people volunteering their services. And even if you can't get into the building, there has to be other places where people can meet and help put these things together. I will tell you that I have items that I haven't received since the February fund drive. And now since this recent one in June, and I'm sitting here patiently and still trying to keep a civil tongue on this local station board, because I can see, and if I'm sitting here trying to work, just think about the people that are out in the community that we keep saying, you know, all the great things that WPFW is doing are for them and wanting to do. And, you know, these people still don't have, these things that I got were gifts for people, which meant I had to go do something else because this didn't come through. But when you talk about, I'm going to go back first to the bus trip. The one thing that I shared with Martha is that I have a major problem when things are being discussed and I have to pass that information on to an individual for them to articulate it to someone else. And I'm not able to share my message because the message that I got back was that we had to have insurance. We showed there was insurance and we went from April to sometime in June being told silence. As you said, radio silence. I like that one. And then to be told, well, just tell them to give me a call. We can make this part of the balance of the fund drive. That's not for me how business is done. And that's why I said it was being planned. Everything could have been in place where it could have been part of a fund drive in June, but no one wanted to talk. And I'll tell you, I've been on this board since November. And if I have a listing of all the individuals that make up this board, then my father in Oklahoma has a list. Just to let you know, I still don't have a list. And I'm supposed to be a member of this LSB board. And, you know, just showing you just some little things that to me, when the station and the LSB and the programmers are all working together, how we can make something be powerful and make it happen. And even with your group that's going to help you develop, do the different fund drives and so on and so forth, you know, how all of these things can happen. But there is truly a strong lack of communication. When I came on tonight, I heard all of these great things that the station is doing. And I'm like, wow. Well, why hasn't the LSB heard about any of this other than the night of the meeting? And it's all verbal. There's nothing in writing. Don't understand that part. But the other committees do put their information in writing. So, you know, I don't understand it. And I don't understand the role that the LSB plays in the WPFW, because someone keeps reminding me we're all WPFW, and I have to keep, you know, I see these little boxes, and I think if we can just work together to iron this out and how we do things and who makes decisions, because I can tell you, I would, if I was someone listening to the radio station, had a chance to win tickets, I would take my tickets if I won, then tell seven of my friends, hey, I need a table. Can you guys, seven or eight of you, buy a ticket to come with me? They would do it, because this is, to me, how you make other people excited. All the other radio stations do just what was being offered here or talked about. And I think when I first took part in WPFW, that's how I heard about it, from Captain Fly and Funk. They were doing something similar. I'm driving down the road one day, and I happen to be calling number seven, and I won a set of tickets to go to one of their affairs. So I'm like, you know, how is this any different than what they were asking for this blues festival? And I'm going to say this because Martha didn't say anything, but basically, the 5K will be just a few weeks after the Blues Fest, and there is no word put out to the public about it. And if it doesn't go out shortly, then that's going to be another event where we're running to play catch up, to make something happen. So how do we move into letting them know that, yes, the Blues Festival is here, it's set for August 20th. And, oh, by the way, the next fun activity for WPFW is going to be a 5K walk.
Okay.
And that's going to be on whatever day. And also I'm looking because I'm not going to spend any more time, but I'm just sharing my information. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Sue.
Unmute. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry I joined late. And I want to speak specifically to the Outreach Committee. When I heard your report, I got to say, I was just so immediately impressed with the amount of work you're doing. It is just remarkable. On the issue of the newsletter, though, I do want to suggest that your concern that it requires a oversight by management is not about you being inaccurate. I'm not involved in the effort, but I'm willing to guess that there's very total confidence in your ability to be accurate, but it is the job of station management to oversee all messages going out to the public, just to make sure they're consistent, and I know this sounds corporate, with the overall messaging of the station. And I'm guessing that's all that this is about. And there is every effort to appreciate your work. And I do believe time is the issue. I experience it myself every day. And I do hope we are able to get to your effort quite soon because it is a valiant effort. But there is no, like I said, I don't think the concern is about you being inaccurate.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue. Katia, if you've got new ground to cover, I'll give you a minute. Otherwise, I would like to move on.
No, I was just going to talk more about, I was going to address some what Minerva said, but it's all good. I don't have to say anything.
Okay.
I'd like to close, Dennis, and tensions are very high. It's obvious. They're very high. And I think we need to be careful how we, talk about people and accuse people. We have to remember stress has a lot to do with conditions of people. So we need to be very careful about how we approach unwanted situations and be mindful that stress is not a good condition. That's all.
Well said. Thank you, Marty. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Eileen, is there anything CSD-wise to talk about?
No report.
All right. Evaluation committee. I'm going to say a few words that I'm going to ask Kamau and then Kathleen if they have anything to add. And Vanessa. We have not met since the evaluations for the general manager and program director were submitted. They have been submitted. They are being reviewed. We will have a report for the LSD, as soon as we complete one. That's what I have to tell you right now. Kamau, is there anything you'd like to add in terms of the response?
Yeah, I think that's, in a nutshell, where we are with the committee. Like you said, it closed on 29th, we're doing our evaluation of the results. We'll have a report back. Probably one of the main aspects of the evaluation as well is to evaluate ourselves, in the process. So we'll probably, come back as a group and, improve on that.
Good point. Thank you. Vanessa, Kathleen, anything to add?
Yes, I just report that we had about 40 responses. We had a potential invitation to evaluators. I believe, let me see, we had 24 LSB members and probably 6 or 7 committee members. We had 10 paid staff, 3 community advisory board members, and maybe 30 to 40 to 50 programmers who received the invitation to submit the evaluation. And so we had 40 responses. Thank you.
Sort of a midterm turnout.
It's probably a pretty good turnout given that we've never done it before, but just to let people know, and we appreciate everyone who participated. And again, everything was anonymous in terms of, the Google Docs that Kamau very, handily prepared for us. So,
if that's not you making noise, someone needs to mute.
Okay. So anyway, just again, everything was completely anonymous. No emails came through, blah, blah, blah. And, we will report more later. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. As we look at the responses, we have no idea who sent what. Vanessa, was there anything you wanted to add?
No, I've been on vacation, and so I was blissfully a little out of touch, and now I'm back, so nothing to add, but thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Under unfinished, were there any questions about the evaluation process? Okay. We should have some pretty good information to report by the time of our next meeting. Under unfinished business, I would like to allow Minerva, is it you or Thomas who's going to read the motion? This was something that went out late, I think maybe earlier today, but since it's not a formal committee report and it is in the form of a motion, I thought it would be helpful for folks to see it. So who wants to do the presentation?
Thomas, can I get you to go ahead and do this for us, please?
Actually, I think everything has been said tonight.
Okay.
I'm confused as to why the work was assigned when we already have the evaluation committee. But that speaks to what we speak to in our little report. There's duplication and unclarity as to how WPFW works. If people knew we had an evaluation committee doing about its work, why did we set up another work group? That was a total waste of time.
Well, it's been clear for several months that we were exercising our responsibility, which we're supposed to do every year, to do a formal evaluation of the program director and the general manager. And my understanding was that the concerns that were raised by the working group were more or broader in scope than a specific job performance of two individuals.
Well, let me share what we did write up. And
I'm sorry, this is Kathleen. Can I have just a point of clarification? I have no idea what we're talking about.
This is something that was discussed in last month's meeting. A small group got together and wanted to talk about basically communication and how things could work more effectively between the LSB and management and the staff. And they were going to put their heads together and come up with some ideas, and it looks like they have a proposal or a motion to present. So there we are. Thomas, continue.
Actually, I share a screen if everyone wants to see it.
Okay.
I'm up. Can other people see it?
Yep, I can see it.
Okay. So, Kathleen, the reason that you're confused is because WPFW is confused. We set up last week, if you heard Minerva tonight and you heard Martha tonight, they said something very similar last week in the last meeting. And as a prelim, I had already called Dennis and said, well, most organizations I'm involved in are having conferences and reviewing their work pretty much post-pandemic, that things have really changed in our lives, and you feel all the pressure and stress. All the things that we heard tonight exist in most organizations. even with challenges to the leadership like Jared. So do you have any ideas going forward as to how we're going to meet these challenges? He said no. We came into the meeting, and again, Manera and others raised the kind of things that they raised tonight. So I said, well, maybe we should set up some kind of working group to kind of lay these things out. Manera and I, Martha and Sabu met, and all these issues started coming out again. So it is obvious that the structure, the people in WPFW need to stop for a minute if it's possible. And I don't think we can because we're an ongoing institution. And set some priorities and attack some of our issues. I guess we're going to go into executive session and talk about our leadership issues, but that's not the only one. It's a major one, but it's not the only one. So we laid it out, some of the issues. The lack of clarity, the lack of clear orientation on the board, finance structure, all those things we said tonight. So I don't see any need in taking y'all's time up. You can read this. You can go into executive session and we can see what comes out of that, because this is, duplicate of what we're in the process already without guidance from our little work group. And we need leadership. We need guidance to get through this. That is, we need leadership from the board and we need leadership from the staff.
Any comments? So this is not a formal proposal to create the work group that's described here. Is that correct?
I would not move that at this point. Just if everybody's at this meeting tonight, you have your own ideas as to what we need to do next. I'm not going to step in front of 21 people when only 3 or 4 people talk.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone.
If you don't see something that needs to be different, I don't know what you just heard y'all like.
So what?
If you're sitting on this board and listen to this meeting tonight, there's nothing more I can tell you.
Right. Okay. Well, everybody, you have this to see. And I believe it was sent out today as well. So if there are any comments now, you may raise them. If not, I do suggest that everyone take this and think about some of the issues that are in here. And think about different paths forward. Okay, no questions? All right, then. Thomas Minerva, thank you.
We just got started. I move that we adjourn and go into executive session.
See now. There were other things on the agenda, but we have to act on that. So, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Hearing no opposition, the regular, meeting is hereby adjourned.